There's a very tense exchange in this week's parsha between Rachel, who cannot have children, and Yaakov. And Rachel turns to Yaakov and says, "Havali banim v'imayin meisan ochi, give me children or I'm going to die." And Yaakov responds, "Hasachas Elokim." He's angry. Vayicharaf Yaakov Rachel v'yomer Hasachas Elokim anochi. Am I in the place of Hashem asher mana mimeich pribaten that I'm withholding you from having children? And the Medrash sharply criticizes Yaakov for this response. This is not how you talk to somebody who's in anguish. And in fact, the Medrash says that your son shall stand before her son. What exactly that means in repercussion for this action. But Yaakov is criticized for how he talks to Rachel. But the question is, why is that? Why was it so wrong? Isn't Yaakov giving the right response? And it's not up to him. Asachas Elokim Anochi. It's not up to him if she has children. It's up to the Ribono Shel Olam. So, if, in fact, it's a very logical response. It's a very normal response. Explains Rav Pam. Rav Pam explained that, yes, while Yaakov gives potentially a logical, correct argument and response to Rachel's question, there needs to be an additional degree of patience and tolerance when responding to someone experiencing distress, anguish, pain and difficulty. Sometimes when we're in those moments of deep pain, we say things that we know are not directed in the right way, but we say them because we're so caught up in our pain and our anguish. And Rachel did not require this theological debate. Who's in charge of having children? Is it Hashem? Is it you? Of course she knows the answer. But rather, says Rav Pam, when people going through frustration, anxiety, pain, they say things that they later regret. Words they know are going to be untrue or illogical. And it is our response on the receiving end to be able to take it in, to deal with it properly, appropriately, and sensitively. And here Yaakov does not do that. Yes, his response is correct. Yes, it's the Ribono Shel Olam. But in the end, that wasn't Rachel's real question. She was coming from a place of deep pain, of deep nervousness and worry that maybe she'll never have children. And Yaakov did not need to respond in such a way. And this might help us also understand why later there is a similar comment of Yosef that at the end of Sefer Bereishis that does not get the same response from the Medrash. When the brothers look at Yosef, then maybe Yosef is now going to take revenge after Yaakov, you know, after Yaakov has died and they bury him, and now they're going to, and Yosef says, "What do you mean? Hasachas Elokim ani? Am I in the place of God?" And yet there, it's praise, it's a beautiful, it's a wonderful thing that Yosef says. So why is it that Yosef uses the same words and the Medrash parallels Yosef's response and Yaakov's response? Because in the end, it's about understanding the circumstance. In their criticism of Yaakov versus Yosef, it helps understand when it's our role to step back and our role to get involved. When they were asking, "Oh my gosh, Yosef, are you going to take revenge?" Yosef says, "That's not my role. Vengeance, taking punishment, that's God. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to rule. I'm going to, you know, continue our lives. We were protected here in Mitzrayim. That's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu." But when Yaakov was looking at Rachel, and she was going through something, it's not enough to delegate that role to the Ribono Shel Olam. Yes, of course, it's Hashem's role, but it's our involvement, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, to be there, to be understanding, sensitive, caring, compassionate. That's our role, to be Baishanim, Rachamim, to be good, compassionate people. So while Yosef says it, and he's praised for it, when Yaakov says it, it's coming out of a place that he should have been more sensitive and more understanding. And as we go through our lives, especially in what's happening around, there's people that are experiencing deep pain, distress. It is our job when we are there to support them, to just support them, to be there for them, to be a listening ear to them, to not always have a theological, beautiful response, but sometimes to just say that we're here for you, we understand you, and we feel your pain.